Thank you, Rowan. Track 6, Three Norfolk Reeds. First Love, Black Beauty and Pink Tractors feature on this month's bookshelf.
Rose Tremaine's latest novel has been called one of her most personal yet, drawing on her own youth in 1960s London and Paris. Absolutely and Forever is a passionate short novel about the power and reach of first love. Marianne is just 15 when she falls hard and helplessly for beautiful Simon. She tells her story in naive, breathless prose, perfectly judged for an endlessly unfulfilled girl from a privileged background. Caught alongside Marianne in the bubble of her great love and confined life, readers share her heartbreak and bemusement as her expected happy ending evaporates. As she attempts to thread a life of her own through the expectations of others and the buffeting of events, she is a compelling heroine. It is only as she takes control that she discovers the secrets which have bound her. Rose's novels and short stories have been published around the world. She lives in Norwich and taught creative writing at the University of East Anglia before becoming the university's first woman and first UEA graduate to be appointed its chancellor. She has been shortlisted for the Booker Prize and on the Booker judging panel was made a dame for services to writing in 2020, a year after treatment for pancreatic cancer. Her latest work is a coming-of-age story set in the locations of her childhood and adolescence. Absolutely and Forever by Rose Tremaine, published by Chatto & Windus on 21st of September.
The story of the remarkable Norfolk woman, who wrote one of the biggest bestsellers of all time, is told in a new biography of Anna Sewell. Anna was 14 when she fell and injured her ankle, and barely able to walk, she became reliant on horse-drawn transport and developed a deep love of horses. Her extraordinary empathy with horses led to her novel Black Beauty, which inspired legislation to end some of the cruelty that many working horses endured. Bedbound and terminally ill, Anna created perhaps the most famous fictional horse in history from her home in Old Catton, north of Norwich. Though she died just 5 months after it was published by Gerald, but Black Beauty became a publishing phenomenon, selling more than 50 million copies and has never been out of print. The horse tells his story from his carefree days as a farm foal to beast of burden until he finally finds kindness again. The house in Church Plain in Great Yarmouth, where Anna was born, was once almost demolished and shipped to the USA for a Black Beauty fan, but is now looked after by Norfolk-based horse welfare charity Red Wings Horse Sanctuary. Celia Brayfield reveals how Anna developed the resilience to overcome her disability and the eloquence to inspire better treatment of working horses. Writing Black Beauty, Anna Sewell and the Story of Animal Rights by Celia Brayfield is published by the History Press.
It is an astonishing sight, a convoy of vintage tractors decked out with pink flowers, ribbons and rosettes, driven by women similarly spectacular in pink. This summer, the Ladies' Tractor Run celebrated its 20th anniversary by taking the total amount it has raised for cancer research, breast cancer appeal, to over £1 million. Now, the stories of some of the women who drive the prettiest tractors in farming have been told in a new book, which is also raising money to fight breast cancer. Some of the women who have taken part in the tractor parade have had cancer themselves, and most have known family or friends affected by the disease. Their stories are heartwarming and sometimes heartbreaking too. Not everyone who took part in the first event in 2004 is still around. The tractor runs are organized by Annie Chapman, and this year almost 200 women joined the 20th anniversary convoy. She says, "The run is about more than just money. We have always said and believed that behind every pink lady is a story. I hope that by bringing them together in a book, we have captured and can share with others the indefinable magic the ladies' tractor road run." The pink ladies, celebrating the 20th anniversary of the ladies' tractor road run in aid of breast cancer research, costs £10 from thegreatbritishbookshop.co.uk. Robinson's Traditional Stationers in Harleston and Copy Dis in Dis.